Hi, everyone. Mike and Abe are back. We're back.
Summer is over. Not that we had a summer in New York. It rained literally rained every other day in New York, and it was clammy. And it's we had two blazing hot days in the summer when the people, believe it or not, were complaining that my cab was too cold. So, I mean, this is New York.
Well,
oh, my God, it's so cold in here on a 100-degree day.
Well, Mike, I want to ride in your cab, okay?
Yeah, so we had other people, like people with suits and, like, long dresses and sweaters that would get in. And it was 100 degrees because people come to the movie, they're wearing a sweater. Yeah. Like, oh, it's so nice in here. I had people get in. It's like, listen, it's 100 degrees outside. Open the window. You open the window, guess what? It's not cold anymore. I mean, these people are just... Unbelievable.
I know. And well, anyway, by the way, folks, you're on the Mike and Abe show. Okay.
Yeah.
And Mike is in Queens, New York.
Queens is God's country.
And I am in a secret location as always. Okay.
We have to hide Abe in case there's any haters there. We have him stashed away for emergencies because he's the grand poobah of this website. So we got to keep him under deep cover.
So
that's good.
So, Mike, how's business been since August 8th, the city council passed a bunch of bills, and how has that affected business? Is it better? Is it worse for the yellow cabs?
Well,
is the traffic better or worse? What's going on on the streets in New York City?
Okay, well, the thing with the how's business department, it obviously was summer. It was not a horrible summer for the yellow cab. I'll be honest with you, it was not horrible. We had traffic up the yin-yang because of this Uber fiasco created under the watch of Chairperson Nosy, as I call her, and de Blasio and Cuomo, who was just in the primary today. And I hope this guy gets a spanking. I hope he gets spanked by Cynthia Nixon with a something. Okay, but but business wasn't horrible. And the one thing I noticed is that I think it's a combination of de Blasio putting the kibosh on a lot of Airbnb and the strong dollar. There weren't really as many European tourists as there were previously. Now, the good news is the tourists love yellow cabs because they look at the Uber thing. I think it's too weird for them because they don't want to mess around with an Uber car with their credit card in a city that they don't know. So all the tourists were jumping into yellow cabs. I noticed that for a fact. And business was good. I mean, the LaGuardia business is good. But in my opinion, I hope they look into it. You have a couple of dispatchers at LaGuardia screwing around again. Okay? So we're going to take care of that in length in the next show. But the dispatching system with the vendor who won the bid to do dispatching, it might get to the point where it's like we have to go to the Port Authority and say, listen, you had to get this vendor out of here. It's just this constant problems with dispatching. And if they can't do the job, just get another person to do it. I mean, you have the structure in place. If you have the personnel in place who are ripping off cab drivers, not all but some, you got to clean it up. We can't keep going to the DA for a sting on dispatchers and cabbies every 5 minutes. I mean, you have some people, they should at least have licensed taxi drivers doing the dispatching at the airport. So at least there's some skin in the game because they all have a hack license. And if you get caught ripping off cab drivers, you lose your hack license too. So I think we got too many kids dispatching it. But bottom line is business was pretty good. It wasn't a train wreck of a summer. And I've noticed since the city council did this Uber legislation, a lot of the phony Uber drivers have drifted away because a lot of these guys are just illegal across the board. Mm-hmm. And I think they were borrowing their friend's car, especially me. I'm the night shift cab driver. 90% I'll drive at night because I just can't take the traffic. I just can't take the traffic. But the day shift drivers are doing pretty good because conversely, the fake Uber drivers can't take the traffic in the daytime also because cops all over the place, ticket agents, and if they do something wrong, their whole scam goes up in flames. So what they're doing is they're sneaking around at night, and it's an onslaught. It's like a locust invasion of little black cars doing Uber jobs with a guy slumped down behind the steering wheel with his hands at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the rookie position of steering and with a big hat or a big hood or something to hide the fact that he slash she is a fake driver. So I hope that the taxi commission and the police department crack down on these fake phony drivers that are using the Uber platform on their friend's car and their friend's phone. And also, at the same time, it's just blocking the traffic. I mean, after 5 o'clock, you got a lot of people getting out of work, and a lot of guys coming home from work, and their friends use the car so they can sneak around doing Uber calls. It's a mess. So, I mean, I'm the night driver, so I'd say my night shift is okay from about till 6 or 7 p.m. Right around 8 or 9 p.m., it is just traffic up the yin-yang. And you have street fleets now. You have, like, dozens of Uber cars being run off the street. No rhyme, no reason, no lease cap, no garage sanctions, no... They're taking up parking spaces all over Brooklyn and Queens. So there's a lot to be done. But since the legislation has happened, I've seen a lot of people have ran away because, you know, they're scared. I mean, legislations mean they're going to look at you. And they've gotten rid of their phony Uber drivers. And that's great for the yellow cab. And I hope it moves further because we came very close to losing everything. And
Mike, you mentioned about all of the phony Uber cars off the road. Not all of them, probably.
Right.
You know,
right.
But many of them are off the road. Okay. How do you find the streets these days? I mean, are there a lot of people with their arm up in the air?
Yeah, well, I mean, the people, they're coming back to the security of the drug-tested and insured yellow cab driver versus the, you know, who the hell is this guy, Uber driver. So what the word on the street is that I've noticed a lot more is people come into the cab and say, oh, I'm sick of Uber, because they've had bad experiences. And mm-hmm. I want to thank Uber for snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Because they were on the verge of just, you know, grabbing everything, but they got greedy and they just kept popping out cars and screwing their drivers with low wages, and now they're in the jackpot. Now they have these legislation that the Uber driver has to make X amount of dollars, and there's no way those drivers are going to make X amount of dollars per hour driving an Uber car. I mean, some of these guys at night, these are the guys who just, you know, basically traded in their newsstand job to drive an Uber car for making $6 an hour with their friend's phone. So if they crack down on that guy, he's gone. And once that happens, Uber's got a mess on their hands. Because all over the country and the world, for that fact, people are realizing that, in my opinion, Uber is a high-tech sweatshop. I mean, it's basically these drivers don't make that much money. And I always thought in the beginning they were, you know, kicking it, but now with the flood of Uber cars, I mean they screwed up the yellow cabs. Don't get me wrong, but the Uber driver himself is making nothing. I mean the deductions for the Uber cars. I mean you get 30% off the top, and then you got to pay for gas, then you got to pay for the car, then you got to pay for repairs, and then you got to pay your own personal expense. At the end of the day, the guy's maybe getting 20-30% of the job. So and then somebody was telling me there's a lot of controversy. Where some drivers, the surge call comes out, and a lot of drivers aren't getting that surge rate. So they're starting to wonder what the hell's going on with that as well. Mm. I mean, I don't know. But oh, the other thing I want to say is a little throat clearing. I'm going to do a twofer. I'm going to clear my throat and then at the same time inject it in the show. Ready? A little throat clearing on the apps with the U.S. Open and with Shea Stadium and with the Yankee Stadium. Where are the app calls for the U.S. Open and Shea Stadium, and Yankee Stadium, and Madison Square Garden? I get a little, you know, call here and there, like beep, like once a day, like five times a week. What's going on?
Mike,
is there some, what's going on?
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. You sent me an email the other day, a letter,
yeah.
Concerning these new app companies that want to jump into the mix, you know, and
right.
And allow, you know, prices to, you know, to be different from the meter and what's your take on all of that?
You know, the metered rate in yellow cabs has worked very nicely for 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Longer than that.
It's a fair rate. If you're stuck in traffic, you said yourself, like, our surge is if there's too much traffic and we get stuck in traffic, okay? If there's no traffic, you pay the metered rate. If we get stuck in traffic, you got to pay a little more because the cabbie can't work for free. and make the same money for a two-hour job as if it's a 20-minute job. All right, well, JFK is a perfect example. We get a $52 flat rate from JFK. Now, if it's 11 o'clock at night and it takes 20 minutes to go into Manhattan, that's a beautiful rate. That's zoom, zoom. But then if it's the height of rush hour and it takes an hour and a half to get into Manhattan, you're talking about the same money for an hour and a half job as you would get at night for a 20-minute job. So the flat rate should be discarded completely because it's anti-labor. Mm. And we can't have the same rate for the same job when it takes more time. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is why we need a taxi commissioner who has driven a cab or has worked in the black car business or the yellow cab business. We always get these people telling cab drivers what's good and what's bad. They don't take cabs. They don't take cabs, and they don't drive cabs.
They never drove a taxi. These people that are that are in charge of our business, they never drove a taxi. Such as the fire commissioner was a fireman, the police commissioner was a policeman. They all came up through the ranks. Okay.
The sanitation guy was slinging garbage cans.
That's true.
The chairman of the health and hospitals course is a doctor.
Yeah.
So just on down the line, the police commissioner used to be a cop. What's the problem? Why is the taxi commissioner?
Well, you know,
never driven a cab.
Mike, you know, it leaves the traffic commissioner and the taxi commissioner, and I don't know if the traffic commissioner ever drove a car. Okay.
And what's that? I'm sorry. What was that you said?
The traffic commissioner, the commissioner of traffic, Miss Trottenberg.
Yeah.
Right. Did she ever drive a car?
I'm guessing she has a light. I mean, I don't know. Did she ever drive a car? Yes or no?
That's a good question. But I know one thing: the TLC commissioner never drove a cab. Okay.
Absolutely,
and you know, the last TLC commissioner, Mr. David Yasky, I asked him if he rode in taxis. He said almost never. Okay,
almost never.
Right. So in other words, not only did he never drive a cab, he never rode in one. Okay, or at least that's what he told me one day when I met him up in Albany. Okay.
Oh man.
Okay. When he was there trying to do his best to destroy the industry, okay.
Well, let me ask.
When I shook his hand, what?
When you shook his hand, did you still have your watch at the end of the day?
I don't know if he extended me that honor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Good. Lucky you.
Yeah. Let me just say something. You know, you mentioned. We mentioned all this stuff about how the TLC, and you know, is run by people that weren't in the business, okay,
yeah.
Or at least a part of it should be somebody that's been in the business, okay.
Right.
In a few days, I believe it's next Monday, the 17th. There's going to be a city council meeting. And one of the things they're going to discuss is getting together a task force to examine medallion values and see if there's a way to bring the value of the medallion back to health. Okay?
Well,
health, in my opinion, is a fair price that owners should be able to sell for that have been in the business for many, many years. Okay, I have no pity for these people that own medallions and bought them as investments. Okay, unless if you're running a fleet of cabs or something, then you know you're in the business. But I'm talking about people like Michael Cohen, okay, who bought medallions mainly to use to his financial advantage and traded as a stock. Okay, you know, having little or nothing to do with the taxi business at all, of which there are many people out there like that. Okay, you know, just buying a medallion, giving it to a broker, and saying, "Here, run it for me and send me my money." Okay.
Well,
I have no pity for those people. Okay, I have no pity.
Here's the thing with Michael.
Yeah, well, let me finish. Let me finish what I'm saying. I have no pity for people like that who have piggybacked off the industry with money to invest to just get a return on their money. Okay? I believe, like me, I bought a medallion back in 1977, okay, to run it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I drove it until 2012. I kept my hack license for another couple of years after that. Okay, and I did drive it, and I did run it, and I did manage and hire and fire drivers and deal with the TLC all those years. Okay, to me, the money, the investment that grew, okay, over those years, was my retirement. Okay, my thanks from the city of New York for being such a good worker and good taxi runner for over 40 years. That was my retirement, okay? Mm-hmm. I have pity for myself? Well, you know, I'm not crying every day in my sleep, or maybe I am, okay? But I feel that the city of New York owes me what I have earned, okay? What I have legitimately earned, okay? That they should fight for the fact that I had a perfect record for 40-some-odd years. Okay, never was brought downtown by a customer, okay, mm-hmm. with a complaint personally against myself, okay, drove all those years, and managed and helped drivers all those years, okay, and now, when it's time for me to enjoy my, what I have earned, it has been taken away from me, okay?
Right.
All right? Hold on, I'm not done. You know, you rant and I'm ranting now, okay? All right? And I just want to say a letter has been written by someone we know. I don't want to mention any names, okay, because that person will sign the letter as I have signed this letter, okay? And it's just asking the mayor and the city council to examine the regime that's still running the Taxi and Limousine Commission, which mainly are holdovers from the Bloomberg administration, which Bloomberg publicly said he was going to do what he can to destroy the industry. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So just on that basis, the people that are running the Taxi and Limousine Commission should be divorced from the previous administration, which was basically voted out of town, okay? And we're asking the mayor in this letter to change the regime and get new people in there, you know, because it's time that this our business, our livelihood, the thing that we worked for all these years, has been basically destroyed under the people that are there now and still there, okay?
And, oh, sure.
You know, and I'm not saying they're bad people. We just want new people to take over, okay?
Well, let me just, I don't want you to say it's a rant, because you're...
No, it's not a rant. It's my feelings.
No.
It's
my feelings. I'm augmenting I'm saying a rant is just blah, blah, blah. You have some serious concerns, and I'll tell you the one thing out of all this mess that concerns me as a citizen of the city of New York. You have the city of New York auctioning original issued medallions from the city of New York at auction with an upset price. Now, that told me the city of New York, with their dozens of accountants and their dozens of lawyers and everything else, sat down and said, this is how much the taxi medallion is worth, and we're going to sell them because this is the value of this medallion moving forward, and when we sell it, we're expecting the value will be substantially more, but at the very least, the minimum upset price from taxi medallion sales directly issued from the city of New York is going to be this price. Okay. Now, not only did that tell the potential buyers of these medallions that was, in fact, the city of New York approved price, but it also told the rest of the industry, hey, guess what? Your medallion is worth this much money. And even though you're not may not be buying a city-issued medallion, it also told the rest of the industry that the other 12,000 or 13,000 medallions out there owned by owner-drivers and fleet guys and what have you, it said that this price is pretty much, in my opinion, as a layperson, guaranteed not to go below that. I mean, that's what the upset price tells me. It says, worst comes to worst, you get a meteor falls from the sky. At the very least, you'll get the minimum upset price. Now, the taxi midnight is about half, less than half of that price it's from one, the last midnight auction.
Yeah, it's more like a tenth.
A third.
Yeah. But let me just say something about this letter. This letter I have posted on the message board, and I'm about to post a note on a headline on the front page of NYC Taxi News for people to read this letter. For if you're a medallion owner or anybody, and sign this letter, okay, with by emailing it, okay, email your signature and or email your support for this letter, and it has to be done like right away because the person wants that it should be presented to the mayor and the city council speaker Corey Johnson before this Monday meeting of the city council. Okay, so this show today is Wednesday. What's today? Wednesday? Yeah. Okay. Yep. I will have this show up before the day is over. If you could read this letter and sign this letter, okay, or send in your signature in an email address that's been created, okay?
Right.
We would appreciate it. There are many people out there that are already signing this letter, okay? And probably a few thousand people that would like to sign this letter but don't know about it yet, okay?
Well, let me say, also with this regime that crashed our medallion price, and I'll tell you, even a cab driver who didn't own a medallion, it also ruined a path to success, because a lot of these, they told everybody's like, all the immigration, everybody's screaming about immigration. This was a pathway to home ownership, to owning your own business for first generation immigrants that has been destroyed by a few fast buck artists who never even were raised in New York City. They come from the West Coast, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we trusted and depended on the city of New York and our commissioners at the taxi commission to protect us, because A, it's the moral thing to do. Oh, and by the way, it's the legal thing to do, since you told us that taxi medallions will be fixed. And when they loosened up in my opinion, the street hails for app vehicles, they ripped us off. Like, everybody got ripped off, and also the city of New York got ripped off, because the city of New York was all set to sell, I think, another 1,000 taxi medallions at the current price of $1 million a piece. So the city of New York got ripped off for $1 billion, plus all the fees and fines and taxes that go with those $1 million. I mean, right now, when a guy sold $1 million medallion, the city would get $50,000 transfer tax. Boom. And everybody was happy. A guy was happy selling $1 million medallion to another guy who was happy buying $1 million medallion, and the city of New York got $50,000 for a paper shuffle. And all that went down the drain under Yoshi, and I'll say Cuomo, because to his slim credit, de Blasio did try to put a cap on the Uber cars about three or four years ago, and it was shot down by the old wackos on the city council, which aren't around anymore. I mean, these people, the city council, the rug has been shaken. And right now, everybody's left in the lurch, and it's a mess. And this also jumps back to the fact that they don't have former taxi drivers in a commission, in a position of leadership on the Taxi and Limousine Commission. They have these little surveys in the back of the cabs on these TV. What's your favorite shoe color? What's your favorite weather? Who's your favorite? But all this BS on these TV surveys in the back of cabs. Let's do a little survey right now. First of all, here's some survey questions. Should the leader of the Taxi and Limousine Commission have previous taxi or limousine experience? Okay, put that on there. Do the people. I guess 99% of the people would say, oh, sure, of course. Boom, that's one. And also, should the leader of the taxi commission and also higher up at the taxi commission have to take a 3-year sabbatical from being employed by an outside app company or other segment of the industry, just from a moral standpoint, more on the legal standpoint, so there's no chicanery going on? Because right now, you have people jumping out of the taxi commission, they go straight to these app companies. That's ridiculous. And they take proprietary information sometimes with them. Like our friend who was in charge of policy at the taxi commission, he jumped straight over to one of the app companies, and he has all our proprietary yellow cab information in his pocket. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I think the city of New York had to get smacked in the head to wake up and realize that what we were saying for years about this mess was true. I hope Cynthia Nixon has a great showing today, not to mention I hope she wins today to send a message to the Cuomo shows. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, which shouldn't be going on, and it's screwing the working poor. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I think the new Democrats, the so-called progressive, which they're not, in my opinion, I think their goal is to keep the poor poor, because their base is working poor, and if you get prosperity from within the base of the working poor, that might not work for them, because they make a lot of money and they have a lot of supporters in the keeping the poor poor industry. So we'll see what happens on primary day, and go Cynthia Nixon. And I'll tell you one thing: I'd rather be watching a lipstick lesbian on TV than Cuomo's face. Believe you me. So, and by her own admission, she's a very pretty woman.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
What I want to say, I forgot.
Is there anything left?
I don't know. You know, I get thoughts while you're talking, and then I forget what they are because you keep talking and talking.
Is there something called a piece of paper and a pen?
Oh, I know what it is.
A piece of paper and a pen.
In this letter, it specifically mentions a TLC rule that says that the TLC is responsible for looking out for the financial welfare of the medallion owners. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
A rule that's on the books, okay, and they never... And they totally ignored. Okay?
Oh, that's right. That's a charter rule. That's not like some little cab rule. It's a charter,
yeah.
City of New York charter rule,
right,
that said they're going to be responsible for... What's the wording again?
For looking out for the financial stability of medallion owners.
Yeah, which has crashed and burned. So,
yeah.
That's the other thing with this MTA crap with Cuomo. There's $2.50 per trip beginning in January. That's an attack. It's an attack on the working poor, whether it be cab driver or cab rider.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unfair attack on the working poor who needs cabs, A, to eat and survive and make a living driving them, and B, to get to work paying $2.50 a trip per trip just out of the blue.
Mike,
that's illegal. It's discrimination.
It's discrimination. The fact is that they want money to help the MTA, and they shouldn't put all of that burden on New York City taxi drivers, okay? They should. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands and thousands of people that use the MTA, okay?
Right.
You know, and the burden should be put on those people, okay? You know,
yep.
Look, the MTA benefits everyone, okay? The use of the subways and the use of the... you know, the Long Island Railroad and the Metro North and all of these things,
yeah.
The Triborough Bridge, the, you know, Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, all of these things are used by everyday New Yorkers, okay? And, you know, it wouldn't hurt to raise the tolls 25 cents, okay? It wouldn't hurt to raise the subway fare 25 cents, okay?
Yeah.
You know, but it does hurt the taxi drivers to put a burden on them to collect $3 for every trip, you know, what that is doing, it's taking away the ability of taxi industry people to raise the rates to keep up with inflation, okay?
For their expenses, for
okay,
our expenses.
Yeah, of which there hasn't been a fare increase since September of 2012, so we're going on... 6 years, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This month, 6 years, okay? And interest rates are going up, and when interest rates go up, inflation kicks in. Okay?
Yeah.
All
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, so to put this burden on the taxi industry is like saying, we're not giving you a fare increase, but we are giving a fare increase to steal from you. Okay, we're stealing your ability to you know, raise fares for your own personal and business needs. We're a business. All businesses raise their own rates. when they feel that the economy is such that they need to. When prices go up and the goods go up and the supplies go up and everything else goes up. And that's what inflation is. Okay, and they're stepping on our ability to keep up with inflation. All right? It's not fair. It's not fair. Take 10 cents from every transaction in every grocery store, every transaction in every hair salon, okay? Every transaction in every clothing store, every transaction in every restaurant, okay? That's all you need, okay? That's all you need,
right.
Okay? And take, don't do this to us, please. Don't, you know? I know I'm talking to a wall, okay? But you know, hear me out there. This is not fair. It is not fair. F-A-I-R. The F-A-R-E is not F-A-I-R.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something about the F-A-I-R / F-A-R-E.
Yeah.
I've often said with this MetroCard, I mean, I get a weekly MetroCard, all right? I don't have a monthly MetroCard because it's not really a break to get a monthly card. And if you lose the monthly MetroCard at the end of 2 weeks, I know you could probably get your money back, but like I said, it's a headache. So I get a weekly, monthly car, MetroCard, for the subway and bus in New York City. It's $32, okay? Now, I use it, I mean, invariably there are some weeks where I get, you know, screwed out of like $5 or $10 because I don't use that much. But just for my own sanity, I know I can hop on a bus with my little $32 weekly MetroCard. Now, fast forward going backwards, if that makes sense. Let's go backwards, take a little time traveling to go back when we had the metal tokens. Which I found in my room, by the way. I found about 8 of them, so I'll send you one. The metal token, I think the last one was $1.25 or something like that, maybe $1.15. The city of New York, based on what the $1.15 was worth back then versus today, the MetroCard, they're getting ripped off. The MTA is losing billions of dollars because you got people buying a MetroCard for the week for $32. They got 5 people using it with no extra charge, all right? And these people are like, oh, these subways are too expensive, too expensive. Stop it. The MetroCard is the biggest joke going because, in actuality, you got some people paying on the trips into divided by the $32, they're paying basically 60 cents to go to from the Bronx to Staten Island. Now, how in the hell is MTA going to make money on someone paying 60 cents per ride going from the Bronx to Staten Island based on the fact that you got some people dogging the MetroCard per week? And I'll tell you something else. I mean, this is I don't want to get too Alex Jones territory here, you know, the old who says I'm paranoid. I'm starting to wonder if we have some people who are incentivized at keeping the subways disgusting with the rats and the filth and the homeless to pump up the group ride for some of these app companies outside the subway system. Because now all you hear about is the cheap group ride. Listen, I don't want a group ride. I have a group ride. It's called the New York City Subway System. And I'm wondering if there's an incentive for a few snakes in the grass to keep the subways disgusting and not improved and keep the homeless there and keep the rats there and keep the garbage there in the subways to force people out of the subway and into these dopey, fricata app car group rides. And I want to start looking into that. And that's another reason I hope Cynthia Nixon wins, because she's the only people who are talking to the people. And Cuomo has his little cabal of supporters and weirdos in his pocket. And what the hell right does he have to get elected for a third term? What are we doing here? We're electing a king or electing a governor? That's a term limit. He's opposed to trial for term limits. And now he's rushing to get his father's bridge name finished for the election. Get him off the stage. Yeah, it's enough with Cuomo. Listen, I don't really support everything Cynthia Nixon says. She's got a lot of wacky ideas. Some can be wrong. But I mean, what's the choice? I mean, what choice do we have? I'd rather look at Cynthia Nixon on TV versus Cuomo on TV. How's that? I'll go caveman on the whole thing. I'd rather see a pretty lesbian versus a dopey Cuomo. Okay, how about that?
Okay, well let's not refer to her as a lesbian, even if she has admitted to being it.
She's a very smart woman.
She's a very smart woman.
Okay.
And
she's a lesbian.
And what's the difference, Mike? You know, come on.
No, well, I'm the last person to say anything bad about lesbians. I mean,
you're in love with a lesbian.
I have no problem
with
lesbians. Just so
yeah,
you know.
All right. Listen. I don't want to discuss their sexual preferences. Cynthia Nixon happens to be a very smart woman who would probably make a very good governor, without suspicion of any wrongdoing. Okay, all right.
What wrongdoing?
Suspicion. Without.
I support the woman.
No, I'm saying there would be no suspicion that she's doing anything wrong. Okay. In fact, I've watched a few videos from her. Okay, and I like one video where she says, "Look, Governor Cuomo has destroyed the subways. I'm going to fix them."
Yeah.
Okay.
And she claims
probably truthfully that Governor Cuomo doesn't give a flying hoot about the subway, and the only time he's been down in the, he doesn't ride them even for any reason, okay, and the only time he's been down on the subway platform is to promote himself for getting votes, okay?
And let me tell you one thing about Bloomberg, all right?
How about Bloomberg you stop interrupting down. Me like you tell me and let me talk, all right? Okay, hold it. Hold it for a second, Mike, okay? Cynthia Nixon had a debate with the governor about 2 weeks ago, okay? And to me, she clearly won that debate, okay? It's somewhere on the in the news articles and NYC Taxi News. Now go, Mike. Okay, mm-hmm. Go.
All right. Well, the now go here is with Bloomberg. With Bloomberg, the medallion was $1 million. So whatever he said about destroying the business to one of these fleet guys, when he was mayor, the medallion jumped up to $1 million. You had first generation cab drivers being able to buy houses and send kids to school when the medallion went to $1 billion. And like I said, with this core of wackos who want to keep the poor, a first-generation immigrant being successful and winding up with $1 million in equity flies in the face of keeping the poor. Also, what Bloomberg did, he used to take the subway. He used to take the subway from his house down to City Hall and from City Hall back to his house. And God help you if that subway line was disgusting or had rats or had garbage or homeless. Then you got the mayor say, well, listen, if you can't keep the subway line on the main drag of Manhattan good, maybe you'd be better off fixing the subway line in Van Cortlandt Park at 4 in the morning. So it's pretty much understood. You might not get fired for not doing your job, but he'll find a place for you in the middle of Subway Siberia if you don't get any piece of cues. But right now, I see this guy from the Transit Workers Union, Samuelson, Transit Workers 100, I'm ticked off of them because they've done zero to say anything about the Uber mess sucking revenue away from the MTA. And all of a sudden, all these Uber cars, now, again, jumping back to the $250 a trip, we're supposed to replenish $250 a trip into the MTA after the Uber fiasco of flooding the streets with Uber cars, which is sucking away revenue. I'll tell you what, here's what you do. Get rid of the $250 per trip for the yellow cabs. And to do that, get rid of 20,000 needless Uber cars on the streets, and then you'll have as much money as you need because they're just drawing money out of the MTA. And so I don't know. Like I said, that's one thing. These politicians have to start riding the train because I wonder if someone somewhere is incentivized to keep the subways horrible to get people out of the subways and into group ride situations with app cars. I mean, who says I'm paranoid? That's all I can say. Go ahead. I am finished talking for now.
So am I.
Yeah, we got a show. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, okay. You wanted to say something about LaGuardia?
I wanted to look into LaGuardia. Yeah. I think you get a few snakes in the grass out at LaGuardia again. Yeah. Because, again, with the they don't hire former cab drivers. I looked at the qualifications for dispatch at LaGuardia. They got too many... I'll say kids, against the kids, but too many inexperienced kids, too much money flying around, and I'll leave it at that. And if you had a former cab driver, let's say even a current cab driver with a TLC life, and you get fired as a taxi dispatcher because of doing something bad, you could also lose your TLC license. So I think they should start making a day one law for what is it, ABM, whoever is the vendor who runs LaGuardia, and make it a rule that you have to get a hack license to be a dispatcher at LaGuardia. And ask the passengers, now listen, do you want former cab drivers dispatching, or do you want someone coming out of the sky and dispatching? Because right now, you have to ask the dispatcher, what's the best way to get to from LaGuardia? I got to go to Greenpoint, Brooklyn. What's the best way? Ask the driver. He has a map. What the F does that mean, ask the driver? He has a map. I'm asking you. You got a uniform on that says dispatcher. What's the best way to get to Bay Ridge from LaGuardia? Ask the driver. He has a map. And the No. I want to ask you as a taxi dispatcher where it says taxi dispatch booth, taxi dispatcher on your uniform. I want that taxi dispatcher to at least have some basic knowledge of the city of New York instead of these kids. Basically, they get them from flipping hamburgers. They give them a taxi dispatch uniform. That is BS. Right? And I'm a passenger, too. I take cabs and I drive cabs. But I want the taxi dispatcher to have at least some basic knowledge of where the hell we're going.
So, Mike, it's been a great show. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, MTBOT, Checker Management, WB Taxi, Equity Now, where you could borrow some money if you have a house you want to mortgage to help pay your bills, okay?
Beautiful.
Or something like that, or refinance a mortgage or something. And Queen's Medallion, okay?
Queen's Medallion.
You know, with the summer special. Is it still summer? It's not. The summer isn't over till the 20th, okay?
I'm gonna personally call them Queen's Medallion and ask them what their back-to-school special is, because I'm all excited about their back-to-school special. Right? And we also want to wish Cynthia Nixon good luck, because she seems like a nice person, and as opposed to the other guy who was a something I really can't say.
Okay.
So that's our show.
And if you want to, and if you want to sign that letter I was referring to, go to our message board or on the front page. I'm going to put a link for the letter to read. Okay.
Right. Great.
So
that's,
Mike,
that's a wild show.
So Mike,
and woolly show.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay. And
no doubt.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye, bye, everybody.
Right. Take care, everybody.